Well, normally around this time, we'd be talking about the planning and the excitement around this summer's Halifax Pride Festival, but the organization's recovering right now from upheaval earlier this year. In late December, a series of anonymous social media posts alleged mistreatment of staff within the organization, after which most of the board members quit. We have invited the new board chair, Adam Sigrist, to talk about how the organization's rebuilding, but he's declined. Sonia Winterberg's been following the story closely, too. She's a freelance journalist who recently wrote an article about Halifax Pride for Waves. It's an independent 2SLGBT publication out of Halifax. Good morning, Sonia. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
What do you know about why most of the board members suddenly quit in January? That seems to be the $6 million question.
Well, I think it's been a long time coming. So, I mean, this is not the first board that has quit or parts of the board that had quit. It has been going on, I think, for probably a year now, almost a year now. This is actually, I think, the fourth board in a year. So people have come, looked at things, quit. There has been, the rumor mill has been sort of going quickly, you know. So we don't know exactly what's going on inside the board, but at the different meetings for members, it came to light, I think, that there had been a level of toxicity that people were not willing to put volunteer work and energy into. So that's how it came to the January meeting, which was, as I said, you know, probably the third or fourth meeting in a year to elect a new board.
Mm. And did anything come out of that you know of?
There were four new board members elected, of whom three are still left on the board. And as you said, Adam Sigrist is now the chair.
And what about addressing some of the root issues of why boards have continually been leaving? Do you know if there's any been changes of procedures or ways of doing things, or is it just there is a new board and a fresh start?
So at the January meeting, the remaining three people fielded some of these questions. But I think that aside from, you know, finger pointing, there is not much that sort of makes sense to the public. I think that people like within an organization, they know best. And I think it doesn't help the community to know who did what when, you know, that's kind of like not helpful. But I think that the fresh start is something that everybody was looking forward to. And again, you know, we haven't heard since from the board, and we don't know really what's going on aside from a date that has been posted on their website, 20th to 30th of July.
For the Pride Festival.
For the Pride Festival, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So they've established that it will happen because people have been wondering if it even would.
But we don't know what's going to look like. So, I mean, usually we would have by this time, you know, we would know who is doing what, when it's going to sort of like be a parade, or is there going to be a parade? I mean, all these kind of things are still up in the air.
So in your view, where we stand right now, it sounds like it's still quite uncertain.
From what we can tell, yes. So again, we have requested comment from the board. There has been really no answer at all. So
you managed to speak with a longtime Pride member, though. This is Kevin Kindred. What did he tell you?
Again, you know, like I think nobody wants to blame anybody at this point, you know, for what has been going on. I think that Kevin has been really forthcoming in terms of being honest about the difficult situation. I mean, it's a small community here in Halifax. People are trying to volunteer, you know, in an area that's important to them, and we're appreciative of that, and he certainly said that, and but he also acknowledged that the incommunicado of the board doesn't help the cause and makes people wonder more and kind of like, yeah, spins the rumor mill instead of clearing up things that have been now out in question for quite a while. You have to see, there is a board that's a volunteer board, right? The board of directors are all volunteers. Adam Reed, who was the executive director, who would usually stand for organizing the Pride, he is left in the fall. And there has essentially not been anybody who would be organizing, who would be the professional in the organization to take on all these tasks that you need for organizing a Pride.
And that would involve communicating with sponsors who are so important for the Pride Parade and the festival in general. Any sense of where those sponsorships stand now?
Right. So we know that Adam Reed put in a lot of the applications, and there has been some continued funding. But in January at the special meeting, there was no treasurer. So the questions that the board or the remaining three board members could answer were very sort of sketchy. So there was a big gap, a big question. So we just don't know.
And how did Kevin describe what has happened, in his words, the falling apart of the Pride organization as someone who, you know, has been a Pride member for so long?
Well, I think that in general, he's very positive in a way that that he cares about Pride. I mean, as many of the members in the association, right? So he tried not to lay blame on anybody, which I really sort of understand, you know. But by the same token, he has also said that, you know, Adam Reed had said for a long time that he was leaving at some point. He had been around and had essentially steered Pride through the pandemic, which in itself was quite hard. And I think that probably also, you know, if this organization now is actually trying to reestablish or recreate Pride, maybe it would be the time to do something new, you know, come up with new formats and maybe engage the community in what is needed. You know, is it really the waving of the flags in a parade downtown, or would it really be finding out what the community needs in everyday life instead of the 1 week or the 10 days that we have a festival, you know?
It doesn't sound like that two-way communication is happening at this point, though.
At this point, yeah. So, but the Pride Festival could be sort of a time where this could happen, you know. So it's summer, you know, you could sort of like have picnics in the park or, you know, just something where people actually engage with one another, and there could be some input for the organization to develop further and maybe rebuild in 2024.
There's still a lot of appetite for Pride type events and that kind of communing and community. Perhaps not in this form if it's too dysfunctional.
Right. Yeah, I think I also talked with people from other community organizations, like, for example, Samba Nova is one of the musical groups that have always been in the parade, for example. And, of course, they would love to play the parade, and they love sort of, you know, walking out and making some noise in the streets. And by the same token, they are a small community organization that is working very sort of harmoniously, and they would want to be part in something that's sort of, you know, still up in the air and not sure where it's going and so who's steering it and what the community really wants. So
yeah. Are those your top questions at this point as you try to, you know, bring some daylight to this story?
Well, I think my top question really is, why doesn't anyone from the board want to talk? You know, I mean, even to you. And so the silence is really deafening, and I think that even if you just say, you know, we're trying to sort things out, if we get back to you by, you know, that and that date, or in, I don't know, early May, we'll have a schedule, or whatever, you know, but talk with sort of the people who are trying to champion the cause and to really sort of bring out the news.
Well, Sonia, so good to talk to you about the work that you're doing to try to find out more about what's going on with Pride at this point. I really appreciate you sharing some of your knowledge.
Thank you so much.
Sonia Winterberg is a freelance journalist. You can find her article and more coverage of Halifax Pride at waves.ca. Waves is spelled WAYVES.